Hello again, and welcome to On This Day here on English Waves.
Today is the 21st of March. Quite a lot of things happened on this day, and I'll start in 1556 when Thomas Cranmer, the Archbishop of Canterbury, was burned at the stake at Oxford. This took place during a long period of religious intolerance in England. Depending on who was on the throne at the time, either the Protestants persecuted the Catholics or the Catholics persecuted the Protestants. On this day in 1788, almost the entire city of New Orleans was destroyed by fire. Some 856 buildings were destroyed. Later, in 1804, the French Civil Code, the Code Napoleon, was adopted. Moving on to the 20th century. On this day in 1925, the state of Tennessee passed the Butler Act, which made it a crime for a teacher in any state-supported public school to teach any theory that was in contradiction to the Bible's account of man's creation. On this day in 1960, the Sharpeville Massacre took place in South Africa. The police opened fire on a group of unarmed black South African demonstrators, killing 69 and wounding 180. But I'll finish with something less unpleasant, since in 1984, part of Central Park in New York was renamed Strawberry Fields in honour of John Lennon. Were you born on this day? If so, you share your birthday with a number of interesting people, including the composer Johann Sebastian Bach in 1685, the actors Timothy Dalton in 1944 and Gary Oldman in 1958. The Brazilian footballer Ronaldinho was born on this day in 1980. He won the World Cup with Brazil in 2002 and is often referred to as the one with the teeth. If you don't know why, look at a photo of him. Still a brilliant player, though. And on this day in 1933, Michael Heseltine was born. You may not have heard of this conservative politician, but he is credited with engineering the removal of Margaret Thatcher as Prime Minister, and I'm sure you've heard of her. And other than that, the 21st of March sees a lot of international observances, including Independence Day in Namibia and Human Rights Day in South Africa. It is also the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, the International Day of Forests, World Down Syndrome Day, World Poetry Day, World Puppetry Day, as well as Mother's Day in most of the Arab world. And if all that were not enough, it is Nowruz, celebrated by Iranian peoples worldwide for more than 3,000 years as the beginning of their new year. So, wherever you are today and whatever you are celebrating, I'd like to wish you a very happy 21st of March. This is Peter Sanderson-Dykes of English Waves.